T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you. Off and rolling on this Friday morning. And we got an undefeated baseball team. How about it? Now, 162-0, probably not too likely. But 1-0 feels good. Solid victory. Tight game, entertaining game. Very solid victory by the Phils. We'll certainly react to it today and encourage you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. We'll also get into the 76ers. They win. Very good job overall without Joel Embiid. Probably get the big guy back this weekend. Flyers got to just right the ship and do so fast. And, of course, about 4 weeks now to the NFL draft. Todd McShay out with a new mock draft. We'll get to that. We got a lot to do. And certainly welcome your phone calls at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, bud.
Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and James Monroe, all those presidents died on the 4th of July.
Oh, I knew two of the three did. I didn't know Monroe.
Did you really?
Well, everyone knows that Adams and Jefferson died on the same day. They both died on the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Everyone knows?
I didn't know that. Seltzer, you know that, right?
I did know that.
Dude, yes, July.
How did you know that?
It's a famous fact.
It's pretty famous.
John, it was the 50th anniversary of the nation, July 4th, 1826, and they're both on their deathbed, Jefferson and Adams, dying on the same day. And then Monroe, I guess, a different year. I didn't know that.
Okay, well, is that not a good enough fact?
It would have been.
Is that sort of well-known already?
Yeah, but
I'll give you a better fact then.
Okay.
Punctuation didn't exist in writing until the 15th century.
Wow, okay, no, that's an interesting one. I mean, they're both interesting. For people that didn't know the other one, it's interesting. And then, you know, there it is. All right, let's get to it. Yesterday's game, let's react. If you were there, we want to hear from you. If you watch it on TV, listening on WIP, it was so exciting to have Phillies baseball back. I mean, it was so exciting. I'd call it special. I really mean it. It was special to have Phillies baseball back. We want to hear from you. 215-592-9494. You know, what stood out to you? Whole host of different ways, whether you had the ballpark experience or just evaluating the team, you know, a little bit more from afar, not at the game. What stood out to you? 215-592-9494. You know, John, one thing that hits me, bullpen, man, looked great. I mean, that's real hope for the season and for improvement for the club. I mean, you know, to go 3 1/3, Archie Bradley, Alvarado, Neris, Brogdon getting it done, 3 1/3, no runs given up. John, I thought the bullpen was a major, major plus yesterday.
I feel great about the improvement made. I am excited about that. Huge that we got that we were able to somehow prevent runs from happening. When I got it, that was like breathing. I was positive we would have late runs given up.
Right.
But I think I'm tempering some of my enthusiasm just a little bit with the bullpen, because I was so excited to see Alvarado.
Right.
And I've never seen a Phillies pitcher look like this guy. I mean, this is something completely out of my realm of expectations, of understanding.
A little wild there.
He was fascinating to watch, but he also loaded up the bases by walking two guys and hitting another and almost gave the game away.
Yeah, it was a high wire act.
That was exciting.
It was a high wire act.
I hated it and loved it at the same time.
So you got to see a little bit of Alvarado
concern.
He got
out of the inning.
Yeah.
And everything was good, but man.
I get it. I mean, it was
a little risky.
You're not wrong. It was a lot risky.
Fascinating,
what it was.
Risky.
Yeah.
I mean, I love him.
Yep.
I'm afraid of him. I'm afraid for the hitter, as well at times. That's some incredible velocity and spin. But, you know, this guy was a stud 3 years ago and then sort of had some issues with injury and whatnot. You know, last year was injured and in the shortened season. What is he now?
Yeah, no, we'll say. Give me something, John, that stood out to you. Everyone weigh in, 215-592-9494. John, hit me with something.
I feel great about the team. Excited to be, well, right where I expect. You know, like I think we're gonna beat good teams this year.
The Phillies are good.
Phillies
are a good team.
I'm glad that you're willing to admit that.
I wasn't going to have this
83 wins.
No,
that's
first,
not good.
First off, I said 85. I didn't say 83.
Oh.
Seltzer was 84. You know, the odds makers were like 81, 81 and a half, 80 and a half. Phillies are a good team. There's no doubt in my mind the Phillies are a good team. I have something else, John. Talk to me.
I am not – well, once we knew Aaron would be taking the mound my first thought, I hate that my first thought was, oh, what's the weather going to be like?
Oh, I thought about that too. Yeah,
that's
sure.
See, I don't think that's supposed to, like, that is problematic for me when I have to worry about situational factors as to whether Aaron Nola is going to be fully effective. I don't like that. I've heard people say Aaron Nola was the star yesterday.
He definitely was the star of the game. He was the number one reason why the Phillies won the game yesterday.
Well,
because he went 6 2/3, gave up 2 runs
in the game
when the bats really weren't that alive. The bottom line is that the single, in my opinion,
the bats weren't really that alive. The bats
scored two runs in 9 innings.
And then okay,
I mean the bats really weren't that alive.
That's a good
Aaron Nola was the Braves team. Aaron Nola was
moving men.
Okay, but Aaron Nola was the single biggest reason why the Phillies won the game.
Aaron Nola was not the star in my book. I am not as certain on Aaron Nola as you are, and I wanted him to be awesome yesterday. I expected better than what I saw. I mean, he was good. Yeah, there was some crazy movement on his pitches sometimes, but I didn't think he was the star of the game like you did.
Well, I mean, he had an ERA under three. I mean,
okay, think about it this way. With no wind, he gives up 5 runs.
Okay.
If there's no wind yesterday, he gives up 2 more home runs, and one was a 2-run homer.
Yeah, there was the shot to left field.
Had the weather – look, I don't think the weather should factor in like this as to whether a pitcher's really good. It factors in as to whether I think he's going to have a great game at the beginning, you know, because he's better when it's humid and hot.
Right.
It factors in when 3 runs are pushed back into the stadium because of incredible wind.
I think you're being a little harsh. I really do, John. I mean, he got the job done. I get that some of those balls could, you know, a little bit more.
He did get the job done. But he wasn't awesome. He wasn't the Aaron Nola that I have seen when he's really on. The home run that he gave up to Sandoval, I mean, I can't even believe is playing a professional sport.
I love that guy, by the way. Let me just say, as a Phillies fan, I have always been a fan of the Panda.
I
will always be a fan. I wasn't happy.
Well, good. I'm glad you're a fan
I wasn't happy.
Almost beat us yesterday.
I'm just saying I'm a fan.
Traitor.
I'm a fan of the Panda.
All right. Well, cool. You're a traitor. And Pablo Sandoval was written off 2 years ago, and Aaron Nola missed his spot by a good 3 feet on that pitch. That's an ace doesn't give up that homer. That's my issue. If he's the star of the game, you don't mess up that bad spot.
John.
I thought he was good. He wasn't as great as I had hoped. And I'm just not fully on board with this Aaron Nola was the reason we won yesterday, because I don't think he was.
Well, I understand the point you're making, that he obviously played with some fire. And on a hotter day, there's no doubt some of those balls are going to go out of the ballpark. Now, is it possible he was pitching a certain way because he knew the ball wouldn't carry as far? Maybe. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Don't buy that.
I don't know.
That's crazy. So you're saying he pitched to
fly balls.
Fly balls?
Maybe. I mean,
I don't know, John.
I wasn't inside his head.
How do you do that?
What I know.
How do you pitch to fly ball?
You're willing to give the batter a shot to whack it, but it's going to be a strike. And if he doesn't, then a fly ball, McCutcheon, bang. That's the end of the
inning. Giving him so much credit on something that I have no idea.
I don't either. It's even
accomplishable.
When that ball was rocketed to left, I was worried. I was like, oh my God. And then there was the one down the right field line at one point. Look, here's the deal. I thought Nola was great.
He wasn't great. He was good.
Well, we'll give everyone a shot to react. 215-592-9494 to that and every other aspect of the game. I'll tell you one thing, John, that really stood out to me. I cannot emphasize enough to everyone how much this moved me. Just how great it was to have fans there. I was there. There's about 9,000 people that were there. It was special. It was fantastic. I mean, there were boos.
Did you ever almost get overwhelmed with the emotion?
No, but there was almost like a camaraderie.
Were you loud?
Yeah.
Were you doing your part, the camera?
I try to be loud, yeah. I mean.
Were you whistling?
I will say, John, it was really cold. Dude.
What?
It was so cold. Like, I feel affected today. I'm sure there's other people out there that were at the game.
You feel affected,
John,
because it was cold?
It's not out of me yet. It's like,
what are you talking about?
It's in my bones. That's how cold it was.
Oh, please.
John,
you know that's not real, right?
John, it was so
cold. Affected today because you felt cold yesterday afternoon.
John, it was so windy. It was so windy and cold. And so
that blows on your face and it messes your hair
there
up.
There was so little shade. I mean, I'm not trying to complain. I was thrilled to be there.
You just did, though.
But what do you mean you're affected today?
That's the thing. See, I had a buddy call me and who was at the game, and he said, you have no idea how cold it was.
Yeah.
He's like, it was really tough to be in that stadium when
it's
cold. But I'm sure he's fine today. Like, how is it still affecting today? That's what
I don't know, man. I feel... Like, I cranked the heat up here in the studio. I got my jacket with me. I mean, I'm telling you, like, cold.
Oh, my Lord.
Very
cold. You're so not hardy.
All right. Let me just say this. Anyone listening right now, if you're at the game, please call and let John know what I'm talking about. 215-592-9494.
You're looking for people to defend your side of this?
I'm looking for
people. That it's okay to feel like you're messed up today because you were in cold weather yesterday.
I'm just telling you, man, it was nuts. And you know what? But other stuff about the ballpark. There was a moment, I don't know, third, fourth inning, and this just made me happy. So there was a lot, the wind was blowing around. So you had a lot of like hot dog wrappers flying around. And I'm sure the TV probably captured this.
I thought it was you that ran out on the field that one time.
Me.
Did you see that, Jimmy?
That's what I'm getting at.
So the camera runs out on the field.
Wasn't me. A couple of people said that on Twitter also. But like the bat boy, whatever it was, that guy goes out there.
Yeah. It got an applause.
It got more than an applause. There were people gave it a standing ovation.
Was cool.
It was cool.
And
that
was so awesome.
I got chills. Honestly, I got chills during that. And that was the best part of the game for me, was just fans being back in the stands.
Oh.
The real feel of it, the interaction, the back and forth. It was special.
Now, I will say the length of the game, I didn't notice it in the moment. When I say in the moment, pitch by pitch, inning by inning, I didn't say to myself, wow, this is a long game, because I was having so much fun. I was there. It was Phillies baseball. It was opening day. It was a very competitive game. It was a very well-played game. There were some really good defensive plays, not some good defensive plays, but the Phillies had some great, Bohm's catch and Gregorius' catch.
Oh, that's another one where Aaron Nola got saved.
You're right. I mean, he could have given up 4 or 5 runs. I get it. There's no question about that. But there was, so there was a lot that stood out. But I did notice when the ninth inning ended, and I looked at my watch, my phone. I don't have a watch. And it was 6:30. And I said to myself, that's not good. Because the game started at 3:05. The ninth inning ended at 6:30, and the score was 2-2. And I said to him, to be honest, I did not notice it inning by inning. But when the ninth inning ended and it was 3 hours and 25 minutes later, I said, for a 2-2 game, that's too long. I can deal with it on opening day. We can all deal with it. It's fine. It's opening day. We're all happy. But don't give me that for game 6, 12, 11, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I mean, I don't need a 3 hour and 25 minute 2-2 game. So there was a lot, but look, we want to hear from you. 215-592-9494. What stood out to you
actually,
from yesterday?
I felt like the pace while watching from my home.
Braves starter was slow.
I didn't notice the the pace. Like there are some games that feel dreadfully slow, especially when Vince Velasquez is on the mound.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was noticeably slow yesterday.
Yep.
But apparently it was slower than I felt like it was. I think maybe I was enjoying every moment just a little bit
I
more
agree.
Because it was finally back, and so I didn't take notice as much.
Yeah.
I will say I loved the extra inning base runner on second. I loved the way it all played out yesterday. I loved the symmetry of it, you know, that we both, you know, both teams moved the runner, you know, the runner's on third base. It set up some real drama. And the amazing defensive play from JT Realmuto that essentially, you know, saved the game for us, gave us the game. That won the game for us. That was, more than Gene Segura's hit, which was, you know, clutch.
That was so awesome by
JT's play at the plate. Roman Quinn.
Oh, yeah.
Nice play.
No, he threw
in
it,
the outfield.
He threw, I mean, look,
it was accurate.
It was more accurate than fast. I mean, he threw it low. He got the, it was right on target.
I was glad for him.
Two hopper, JT with the scoop and the tag and the block. It was, and I got to tell you, being there for that, there's two moments I think that stood out more than any other from a fan experience while being there. The play at the plate was electric in person. I mean, obviously it's electric listening on the radio or watching on TV. But to be there and to react with fans as we all cheer the play at the plate was tremendous. And then, of course, the walk-off hit. I mean, you had two moments where you had an electric reaction by the crowd. And I've used the word a couple times. I'll say it again. I thought it was really special yesterday. I really, really did. Let's hear from everyone.
Remember, I'm sure you'll remember it forever.
Yeah. Well,
a huge deal. I'm happy for you, man.
I'm still going to be cold when I show up to work on Monday.
You got
to
stop it with that, man.
215-592-9494.
Toughen up.
Can someone out there that was there at the game please describe to John how cold it was? Let's go to the phones. Please, I'm begging you. 215-592-9494. We'll get into me in the uniform, the whole deal. It was fun and funny. George in Conshohocken. What's up, George?
Joe, 20 hours ago, I called you, and I told you about how baseball shouldn't be played in the 40-degree weather.
Yeah.
The first 2 weeks should be, and you couldn't wait to just dismiss my point and just toss me. I am so glad you're cold. I hope it's bone-chilling cold, and I hope you have goosebumps all day all over
your George,
body.
I got to tell you something.
That?
I thought about you and your phone call multiple times during the game yesterday.
That makes me feel a little bit
But
better.
I will tell you, your basic premise is still wrong because I'm still glad the game was played in Philadelphia and we had opening day in Philly. I would not want, as your idea was yesterday, to wait 2 weeks for a home game in Philly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think you'd have been just as happy in 2 weeks if it was 60 degrees. Anyway, but I think you're wrong about Aaron Nola, Joe. I don't think he was great. I mean, he was good considering the circumstances. I think John has it right on point. I mean, to what we've seen Aaron, in the cooler weather and he can't grip the slider, it was promising. It was better than we typically see, but he wasn't great. He didn't go out there and he wasn't the ace yesterday. He didn't win them the game.
Yeah.
The pitch good. What I seen was promising. It looks like he developed another pitch, and it was definitely he's heading in the right direction, but he wasn't the star of the game. And I'll be completely
honest. Well,
who's
the star? Who's the star of the game then? Who's the biggest reason why the Phillies won?
How about JT's play to play? Because that was
that's a big yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one.
But I'll say this. Yesterday was a great day. It was so nice to see fans in the stands. And then last night, like the cherry on top was Gabe Kapler blowing a 6-run lead after the sixth inning. It was just like,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Jose Alvarez out there helping out.
Wow.
All right, George. Good hearing from you, man. Let's go to Colin in Washington Township. What's up, Colin?
Yo, what up?
Hi, Colin.
Yo, John, I think you're being a little too negative today. Through five innings, Aaron Nola wasn't in any trouble. And yeah, the wind saved him a couple times, but there's no way that he wasn't playing knowing that the wind was coming in from left field like that. Like, you were going to adjust your approach based on what stadium you're playing in, so why would you not figure out that, hey, it's not 3:30 at the corner today, it's 3:45 or whatever.
You really think so? You really think it's smart to pitch
I
to
do,
Dansby
yeah.
Swanson 100%. And Freddie Freeman so they can hit the ball?
Yeah, I think that's pitching.
Absolutely.
No, I just disagree.
Is. It definitely is.
I don't think
it's
it makes
situational
sense.
Situational baseball, John.
Especially in a game where pitch count's going to matter more than it does in June because he's not, he's by design not going to go nine. so he's trying to be economical with his pitches. I think it is a real factor.
You just let those guys hit you.
Well, it's,
I don't want him to let those guys hit him.
If it was a 500-foot fence, you'd be a little more apt to say, let him hit it up in the air because all the room in the world behind me.
I'm open to these suggestions. I want to love what I saw from Aaron Nola yesterday. I'm glad that you feel that way. I certainly don't. I don't think it makes sense to say he looked awesome. He looked great. He looked good. There were some pitches that were
a colder
that were
game
bad.
This year.
Yeah.
He will not pitch in colder weather this year.
I hope
year.
He pitches in colder
innings,
weather in October.
Six innings, he was really good. So, I mean, it's a great place to start. I don't think it's very common for pitchers to come out in their first start from spring training and be at 100% top of their game right away.
That's probably true. Yeah.
Yeah, some do,
so
some
that's
don't.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, he's
definitely left himself room for improvement. I just can't say that was a great game. Aaron Nola was the star of the game. I saw Aaron Nola give up an awful lot of contact and an awful lot of, you know, big hits. And there was – I'd forgotten about the Bohm catch. That's another one
that
would have gotten him in trouble. That's a miraculous play. If he's not 6'5" and, you know, pretty darn athletic on that play, that's another hit to add to the tally.
Well, it's a hit and run, right? I mean, wasn't there a guy, James, help me out here at that point? Was guy on third?
It was second and third.
Second
remember,
and third.
It was after the Hoskins error.
Right.
Right. So it's second and third,
man.
One out. That's two runs if Bohm doesn't make that play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So think about that.
I know.
That's without the wind and without Bohm, that's seven.
You don't think little Scotty Jetpacks makes that play at third base over there?
No.
Scotty's got jetpacks, but he don't.
Think about that.
He doesn't have Greek freak hops.
Seven.
That's baseball.
I'm hearing you, John.
I understand it's baseball. What I'm saying is that's not great pitching if it's seven runs.
All right, look, we'll see what everyone thinks. Nola, the start, very impressive yesterday or less so, based on the fact that it could have been, John's not wrong, it could have been more runs. 215-592-9494. I think John's being a little harsh on Nola, but, you know, you can react. We'll talk about it all.
I don't want to be harsh.
I know you're excited.
I'm just saying it wasn't amazing. He wasn't the star. It was really good, and it was great to see him out there doing what he does.
Yeah, yep, I got you. All right, up ahead also, the uniform, I'll tell you about that at the ballpark yesterday. A lot of fun times seeing a lot of people. I met Butch from Manayunk. We'll get to that. There's a lot to discuss. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, big day. We got an undefeated baseball team. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.